Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hi there, thanks for joining us on the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. It's a weekend that has been disrupted by rain, but hopefully there's still some decent betting opportunities. I'm Bruce Millington, and to look at those betting opportunities, I'm joined by James Hill here in the studio. And over in Ireland, we've got David Jennings taking a break from the 300 Cheltenham previews he's been doing, and Paddy Power's super shrewd Niall O'Reilly. Actually, I say super shrewd, right? Because we had the running order done yesterday, and we're trying to make provision in case Sandown was off. And Niall says, don't worry. He says, we've got absolute superb weather experts here. I think Sam then will be fine. Let's hope he's in better form choosing the horses than he is picking out the weather. He normally is. So we will start with Niall. Niall, give us a show of betting on the first of three races at Wolverhampton that are on ITV. It's the 1:35 and it's the Bombardier Golden Beer Lincoln Handicap Trial. What a bonus for Bombardier Golden Beer. They thought they were sponsoring a little race at Wolverhampton. It's turned up on ITV. So what's the latest betting from Paddy Power, Niall?
Yeah, thanks for the intro, Bruce. We're fourth place in this race, just to help punters out, because it is quite tricky. Fox Powers are 9-4 favourites. Red Bond is 13-2. Ratbone 8-1. Wire Serendipity 8-1. Another Touch 12-1. Nanias 12-1 and 14-1 bar.
Niall, during the winter, do you pay much attention to the all-weather flat stuff? Is it a particular area of your expertise?
Yeah, it's something I really like. I quite like times and sections and stuff like that, so I would keep quite a close eye on it. So yeah, very good tomorrow.
You better kick off then. Who wins the 1:35?
Yeah, I actually think the bet of the weekend runs here. Fox Power. I've actually backed him for the Lincoln this morning. He's 33-1 for that. Last time he was second of Via Serendipity in a conditions race, but he's much better off here. I think he's £9 better off with that one. The time was the fastest mile run at Wolverhampton in about a year. Which is obviously, it bodes well for his chances of whatever mark he's off here in 99. Sylvester Souza's booked, he's well drawn. I think he'll get a nice toe into the race. Yeah, I think he'll win. I think I'd be hoovering up anything 5-2 or above. I think we're 9-4.
You've already kicked him with so much insight that I'm feeling dreadfully guilty for giving you the rubdown over the weather. James, who wins the 1:35?
I'd agree with Niall. I think Fox Power is the standout in terms of quality. I know it's a big field, but he's an improving type. I mean, I'm sure the Lincoln's his main aim, so he'll come on for the run. But Richard Tannen's horses tend to be good at this time of year anyway, so stick with him.
You're going to roam with the boys, DJ?
Yeah, it's my strongest fancy of the day, Bruce. I thought last time at Wolverhampton, Arcanada made an early move and kicked on, and Sylvester kind of had to go after him, and he almost set up the race for Via Serendipity. And I completely agree with Niall. I think he's rated 99. I think come a couple of weeks, he'll be rated about 110. I think he'll win.
Excellent. Very promising start. The boys are all extremely confident about a horse in Fox Power, who is 9-4 with Paddy Power, but better elsewhere. Excellent. I'm excited. 2-10 at Wolverhampton, the Heed Your Hunch at Betway. Handicap over 6 furlongs. Niall gives a show of betting, and then we'll go to James for a tip.
Yeah, so Concierge Heads are betting at 3-1. Wasn't expecting that at 9-2. Treacherous is 5-1. Desert Doctor 7-1. Embor 8-1 and 10-1 bar.
James?
It's a pretty tricky one. I'm afraid I'm going to have to be a bit boring here, Bruce. Concierge for me. David Loughnane's horses are in pretty good form at the moment, so I think that's a safe one to side with. And the fact Sylvester D'Souza's riding him, I mean, he's very good round Wolverhampton Sylvester, so I think that's a solid one.
He's good everywhere, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but I particularly like him on the all-weather tracks. He's very good from the front, and I like jockeys on the all-weather who are good on the lead, because you need to be a good judge of pace.
He's the king of Epsom. Who do you like, DJ?
I'm going to chance deputise, Bruce. Second run for Michael Wiggum. Barney Norton takes the ride. I thought last time he was quite eye-catching. He stayed on to finish turn behind Fizzy Feet. And he was rated much higher. Like, he's rated in the hundreds not so long ago. He's down to 95 now. He's dropped £2 for that run last time at Linkfield. He's drawn a little bit wide in stall 9, but if the gaps do open, I thought deputise had a big chance at a double figure price.
And Niall?
Yeah, so Desert Doctor is a very good record here. And this way, he's a bit disappointing in Maidan recently, but I think I can see him coming back to form off a workable mark of 95. Last time he ran here, he was second to Reeves in a race that was running a good time, and the section showed he was actually an unlucky loser. The other one that's interesting is the one DJ just put up, deputised for Michael Wiggum, who can do quite well with these types. But yeah, I'll stick with Desert Doctor.
Okay, and the other TV race at Wolverhampton's the 2:45. It's the Bombardier British Hopped Amber Beer Lady Wolfruna Stakes. It's a listed race over 7 furlongs, and Paddy Power bet as follows.
Yeah, so this is our money back race. So it's money back is a free bet if your horse finishes second, third, or fourth. So Urban Icon heads are betting at 5-2. Cardsharp is 13-2. Gulliver 13-2. Above is 13-2. Marie's Diamond 7-1 on 8-1 bar.
And before DJ tells us who's going to win, I will just reiterate with that offer that's available at paddypower.com, but also on the Racing Post app where you can bet on all races with Paddy Power and you get all the offers. And that is particularly pertinent next week when I'm sure Paddy Power will have all sorts of special offers. DJ, who wins the 2:45 at Wolverhampton?
Yeah, Bruce, this is really boring, to be honest with you, because I thought Urban Icon was going to take the world a beat. I just think he's different class to these. If you go back to that run at Epsom on Derby weekend, like being beaten in the neck by Space Blues, like that looks serious form in the context of this race. Even the run behind Space Traveller, Royal Ascot in the jersey, only beaten 2.25 lengths. That's just better form than anything else in here can bring to the table. And Tron and Stall won as well. I just think he ticks all the boxes, Urban Icon.
I don't think that was boring at all, DJ. So, who does Niall fancy for the 2:45?
I do think Urban Icon will take a lot of beating. I think he's around 3-1 in place at the moment. I could see him going off sub 2-1. The one worry I'd have about backing him is that he's never run in the all-weather before. I just don't like taking short prices about that type of horse. But he should be better on the ability he has. The one I've actually backed is Habub, though. He's a bit disappointing last time over a mile, but he was very free. So he drops back to 7 furlongs here, which could be his ideal trip. And they've applied a hood, which he looks to be in need of because he just doesn't settle in his races. If he does settle here, I think he's a very good chance. And he's about 7-1 or so. I'd be backing him each way.
James, who's your selection going to be?
I like Marie's Diamond here. The reason being, I just think the trip of 7 furlongs suits him best. He doesn't have, like Urban Icon, he doesn't have much experience on the all-weather. But he's well drawn, and I do tend to think Mark Johnson's horses go particularly well at this track. So I'm going to go for Marie's Diamond to go in here.
OK, that's the flat action out of the way. Coming up, we've got the 3 TV races at air. We'll look at Sunday, and then we'll get stuck in with the boys' best bets for the Cheltenham Festival.
So does an each-way bet mean that my horse has to do part of the race in reverse?
Everyone loves a newbie. That's why Paddy Power Games are giving all new customers 60 free spins on daily jackpot games. New Paddy Power Games customers only. One per customer. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
OK, let's look at the 3 hastily assembled races at air on ITV on Saturday, starting with the 1:55. It's the Tennant's Light Handicap Chase. Over 2.5 miles of fun. We don't have prices yet, but we will get the benefit of Niall's wisdom. Who do you fancy?
Yeah, this is probably the trickiest race of the 3 of them at air. Drum Connor Ladd won a really good race in Ireland last time. I think he could be a warm order here. I don't know what price he'll be, but if he's short enough, I don't think he'll be backing him. The one actually my chance is Roxburgh Road for Ben Haslam, who's actually been quietly doing quite well with some of these JP horses he's been getting off Irish trainers. He had some half decent form in Ireland, and the last time he was seen, he went off 13-8 in a handicap. So in this greater race, I might just chance him if he's a decent price each way.
Who are you going to go for, James?
Well, I did think about Drum Connor Ladd. I think he's a classier horse in the race. He won't like the forecast rain, though. That's my issue with him. We haven't seen him for a while. Clan Legend, I mean, he's a 10-year-old. But, I mean, only half the field are younger. So, he's not like he's the oldest in the race or anything. And whilst he's on a stiff mark, he's got good form at air, will love the rain. And I'm going to take him to win this.
It's soft now. Are the forecasts you're looking at likely to turn it heavy, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to start raining from the forecast I looked at from about 12 o'clock onwards. And quite heavy rain as well. It's just non-stop rain, isn't it?
No, piss off. Not you, DJ. Who'd you fancy?
A nice segue into me there. I'm complete opposite to James. I think the rain will be fine for Drum Connor Ladd, and I think this could just be a plot job because Adrian Keatley moved over to England in early February, and I think he's been waiting a long time for his first runner, and I think he wants to hit the ground running. And it's interesting that he's waited until now to bring Drum Connor Ladd out, like one at Leopardstown over Christmas, and that was a really strong race, much better than this race. And on the ground issue, like when he won his point at Nakarn, he won by 12 lengths on heavy ground. He won his novice chase at Navan on soft to heavy ground when he beat Robin the Manna. And he won at Goran Park on yielding soft ground. I think he'd be fine on the ground, and I just think he's a better horse than these, Bruce.
Excellent. The 2:30 is the Heaverley Mares Handicap Hurdle, 2.5 miles for the Ayrshire Yeomanry Cup. And James, you can have first crack at this.
The one I like here is Off the Hook. She hasn't been in the best of form this season, but they're going to put cheek pieces on her here, which I'm hoping will do the trick. On her form last season, she's got a great chance. I mean, there was one race at Haydock where she split two mares. One's narrowed at 135, the other 146. She's off 113 now. So I think if the cheek pieces can work, they've freshened her up a bit. She won't mind the ground. I think she's got a great chance.
David, who are you going to go for?
Oh, this off the hook, Bruce, owes me so much money. But excuse the pun, but I'm going to let her off the hook one more time. I just think she needs everything to go away. She doesn't find that much off the bridle, and yet she doesn't travel particularly well. She's a funny sort of mare, but she has form in here that makes her really well handicapped off 113. Like that third to Queen of Hearts at Haydock, that's really, really good form. And even the fourth to Tees Components, I think that's a good run off 115. Dropped a pound. Ground should be okay. Likes Ayr, has ran well there in the past, has won there, won her maiden hurdle at Ayr as well. I'm going to give her one last final chance, Bruce.
Okay, we've got two votes for off the hook. Are we going to make it three, Niall?
No, I'm actually going to put up a horse that's rated 85 over hurdles, which must be the worst horse I've ever tipped up in a podcast. But it's called Isla Mahee. It's trained by Stuart Crawford in Ireland, and he's booked Brian Hughes, which... He's a decent strike rate. He's 13% winners for all the bookings, but I think it's about 50% are always in the top four. So they obviously only really book him when they fancy one. And this one was very eye-catching last time. She jumped off in last with a claimer riding her and then made her way through the field, got hampered a bit, got lit up. Everything went wrong and was still banged there at the second last. And she faded out of it quite badly in the end. And I'm a little bit worried about the trip on this ground, but she should be a decent price because she's out of the handicap. And if she is, I think I'll just chance her each way. So that's Isla Mahee.
Okay, the weakest ITV racing lineup of all time concludes with the 305 Air, the Tennant's Lager handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 4.5. It's for the Craigie Cup. And DJ, who is your selection going to be?
Oh, it's a very, very tricky race this, Bruce. I'm going to just chance Better Get Along for Nicky Richard and Ryan Day, who had a winner yesterday at Carlisle. This horse was really promising initially. And to be honest, it's only 9. It hasn't had that many runs. And I thought there was a bit more sign of life behind Port Rushed Head last time at Ayr. The trip is obviously just slightly shorter here, which should suit. Ground should be okay. It ran well at Haydock when second to Ballymoy on heavy ground. And just with the Nicky Richards team coming back into the form, I'm going to chance Better Get Along.
Niall, what have you sussed for us?
The one I like. I'm going to take a leap of faith here with Sam's Gunner. Who I thought could really improve for his reappearance with conditions in his favour with that forecast rain. Presumed the con man who shot the sheriff would be towards the head of the market, but I'd be worried about the ground for the latter, particularly over this trip. Sam's Gunner bolted up in a very good race at Sandown, I think it might have been 2 seasons ago, on bottomless ground. So that bodes well for his chances here, and I think he'd be a decent price. So yeah, I'll stick with him.
And James?
I'll go for the con man. He looks pretty progressive. Good pieces of form this term. I mean, he beat McGowan's Pass at Kelso on his penultimate start. That one was recently second to Main Factor, who's going to be well fancied for the Imperial Cup if it hadn't been abandoned. Ground won't be a problem for him, so I'd say he's got the class edge.
Thank you, gents. That's the ITV Fed covered. We've also got racing at Chelmsford, Garum Park, Hereford, and it's Super Saturday in Maidan. So let's see what else the boys fancy. Don't give your naps away. DJ.
In the 4 o'clock at Goran Park, Bruce, I'm going to chance Triplicate for Joseph O'Brien and JJ Slevin. Now, the long mile is likely to be a short price favourite here for Philip and Luke Dempsey, also owned by JP McManus, who's also got Spider Webb in there. But Triplicate was a really good hurdler. Like, he's rated 141 over hurdles. He's only 129 over fences. He's only had 3 starts over fences, but he actually travelled quite well behind Spyglass Hill at Goran Park last time and didn't jump particularly well, but did travel like he still retains plenty of his ability. He could be a double figure price, and I think it's interesting that JJ Slevin does ride. So Triplicate in the 4 o'clock, Bruce.
Niall, what have you got for us?
I just have one. It's called Macrum. It runs in the 320 Wolverhampton. It's trained by Roger Charlton. If you watch his debut back, he was very, very eye-catching, and then he confirmed that promise next time when he won easily at Lingfield. I think he can go in again here, but yeah, that's the only one for me.
And James?
Yes, in the 415 at Ayr, Emma Biog, 2-time course winner. She won there last time. She's been put up £5 for that victory. But she won nicely enough. I don't think that's too harsh. When you go back to her days in Ireland, she ran off higher marks than she's racing off on this occasion. So given how well she likes the course, I don't think the ground will be a problem for her, Emma Biog.
Let's see if the boys had only one selection for Saturday. What would it be?
This will not be beaten.
Niall O'Reilly, what is your nap?
135 Wolverhampton, Fox Power.
James Hill?
I'm going to go for a horse in the 405 at Hereford called Santavassi. Good form over hurdles last season. There was one race at Exeter where he was second to Dolphin Square, giving that one weight. Dolphin Square is now rated 139 over hurdles. Sandovassi's currently on a mark of 123 over fences now. He's sporting a first-time tongue tie, and he came back to form over the course and distance last time. So I'm expecting him to step up on that, and he's my nap of the day.
David Jennings.
Is it okay if I go for the same horse as Niall? Because Fox Power in the 135 at Wolverhampton, definitely mine.
Absolutely fine. Thank you, gents. Let's do Sunday and then Cheltenham next.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back. It's the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. Bruce Millington, James Hill, David Jennings and Paddy Powers, Niall O'Reilly. We've dealt with the Saturday action. Let's have a look at Sunday, and there is some quality there. Very competitive heat over in Nace at 3:15. It is the Mansion Bet. Get it ready for Cheltenham. Leinster National. Handicap chase over 3 miles. Bottomless ground, DJ, or is it not too bad over there?
It's going to be not bottomless, but almost bottomless. Like, it's soft at the moment. A few showers around today, but won't be as bad. We haven't got half the rain that you have got over there. It's going to be soft, and this is going to take a bit of getting 3 miles at Nace on this type of ground. But this is a really interesting race. As you know, Bruce, I'm the forgiven type, and I'm going to give Chef de Zobo another chance here. For many people, it was their idea of the Thiestes winner. And I've never seen a horse like it to actually not run any sort of race. It was literally beaten after a fence. I don't know what happened. Robbie Power rode him that day and said he wasn't travelling at all whatsoever. So he just completely sulked, which is a big worry. But on his fifth in the Paddy Power chase behind Roaring Bull, he has to have a massive chance here. A good form for Nicky Henderson. And Mikey Fogarty, who retired not so long ago, has come back from retirement, and he's just the type of jockey that gets a good tune out of these tricky horses. He's good in staying chases as well, and I think Chef de Zobo could outclass these, so I'm giving him another chance.
Niall, do you agree with DJ?
No, I actually quite like one here. Cap York for Noel Mead. Now, I backed him at Christmas in the Paddy Power chase, and I actually thought he ran okay. He didn't jump brilliantly, but he ran on quite well towards the end in the race won by Roaring Bull. He ran last time at Navan behind Manella Indo, and he's beaten a long way, but this is obviously a handicap of 133. Like, he was rated 138 over hurdles, so he'd look well on that. Look well handicapped on that alone. They stuck blinkers on him, which might help freshen up his jump and or just make him race that bit more enthusiastically. He should stay. He liked the ground. He's a decent claimer, and Owen Walsh claiming off 7. So I think he's got a good chance. I think he'd be a big price as well.
Noel, does that old theory about Noel Mead that you should always back his horses before Christmas and not after still hold water? Was that always just an old wives' tale?
No, it's something I normally stick to, but I've abandoned here.
All right, fair enough. James, who'd you like?
I like a horse. I hope I'm going to pronounce this right. Horse called Cheb de Kervenu. Yes, guys? No? Pronounced it right? I hope I haven't.
I don't know. I wouldn't know how you pronounce it. I don't know what the correct pronunciation. You nailed it, yeah?
Brilliant.
Let's have a look.
Right, French recruit, 10-year-old, but he's been progressive of late for Gordon Elliott. Last time, put up a career-best RPR in the Grand National Trial at Punchestown. I felt he didn't quite get home that day, so I think this shorter trip will suit, and the ground will suit as well. So Cheb de Kervenu for me.
Cheb de Kervenu. These bloody French names, eh? Okay, thank you very much indeed, chaps. The other race we're going to look at Nace is the 240. It's the Nace Director's Plate. It's a novice chase over 2 mile 4 furlongs. And Niall, you can go first. Who's going to win it?
Yeah, Dallas the Pick Don. They obviously didn't run in Cheltenham because the handicapper gave him a massive mark considering what he'd done over fences. But they stuck blinkers on him here, and I just have a feeling he might turn his form around a little bit and run closer to the form he showed over hurdles. So yeah, Dallas the Pick Don for me.
Are you going to get involved in this one, James, or let it go through to the wicket keeper?
Yeah, no, Gallant John Joe for me. Yeah, I think got a good chance. Good course for me. He was a listed winner over hurdles. I think he's a bit underrated, to be honest with you, over fences. I mean, some of his form at Leopardstown this season has been absolutely top draw. He ran Mellon very close over Christmas, and he was third to Notebook. And that horse of Willie Mullins, what's his name, DJ?
Cashback,
that's it. So, yeah, I think that form is a standout here, and he jumps well, so he'd be my selection.
And David, who's your selection going to be?
Yeah, I'm rolling in here with the very shrewd James Hill. Gallant Janjo was disappointing that he wasn't entered in one of the handicaps at Cheltenham, because I thought he would have had a chance if he went for the Northern Trust novices handicap. But that form, like that second to Mellon, was a cracking run. And even last time, there was a stage where he traded quite short and running coming down to the last, because it looked like Notebook had gone too quick with Cashback. He was only beaten 7.5 lengths, I think. And that's the best form in this race by a considerable margin. So, yeah, Gallant Janjo for me.
Okay, as well as those two races at Nice, we've got the rest of the card there. We've got Warwick. And then we've got a real mixed bag of a card at Southern. If you look at it, it starts off with a chase, then you've got a 6-furlong sprint. There's another chase, then there's a 7-furlong race. Then they're racing over hurdles. It's a proper, proper mixed card. Flat jump, very unusual. Have we got anything? James, what have you sussed for us?
No, I just looked at those big races at Nice.
You're
afraid
all done.
There wasn't really anything else that stood out.
DJ, anything else from you?
Yeah, just probably the best race on the card. Sorry, definitely the best race on the card is a 3:45. And it's we sponsor it, Bruce. It's the Irish Racing Writers King's Furs Novice Hurdle. And you know who the chairman of the Irish Racing Writers is?
I would imagine you.
Mr. Justin O'Hanlon.
Ah, excellent. Will he be presenting the trophy?
Justy will be presenting the trophy in all his glory, yeah. And this is a cracking renewal, because you've got Beacon Edge, Cedarwood Road, Intucas, and Meticulous Jungle Junction. It's a really good race. Like Cedarwood Road, they were really tempted to go for the Supreme with Cedarwood Road. A very, very impressive winner of a maiden herd at Leopardstown on St. Stephen's Day. And they were so tempted to go for the Supreme. So much so that the owner, Chris Jones, rang me one morning. He says, will you get me all the stats you can find on the Supreme, all the information you can get, and send it to me in an email. Sent everything I knew about the Supreme, stats, trends, everything. This year's runners, sent it to him, and he decided against going to the Supreme. So that's the regard they hold Cedarwood Road in. He's trained by Garrod O'Loughlin, who's a local trainer to me here, and they think the absolute world of this horse. And I think they've done right playing the patience card with Cedarwood Road, because I think he will end up being a grade one horse. This is the right race to go for, and hopefully he'll win it for them. So that's in the 3:45 Cedarwood Road.
You boys have been studying very hard, but I've got to say that's the most interesting tip we've had so far. Well played, DJ. Niall, anything else from you?
Yeah, I actually really like one in the 3:35 Warwick. It's called Spider's Bite. Look, it's been disappointing this season. It had about a 340-day break. Came back, it finished last at Ascot, but shaped really well. Then it was pulled up at Doncaster. Not sure what happened there, but he's had a wind up since. And Richard Johnson is booked here. He's backed into mark for 125. If you go back to some of his old form, he looked very well handicapped. Like, he beat that Kilfillan Cross and a maiden hurdle. And if you picture his form, it's quite useful considering the mark he's off now. 3.5, I'm not 100% sure he's going to stay. But yeah, Henry Daly's in excellent form. He's 3 from 7 in the last 2 weeks with a 70% run to form. So he's a decent price. I'll definitely back that each way.
I commend the three of you for making this weekend's racing sound so interesting. Thank you very much for your study and your wisdom. Now let's have a bit of fun with Cheltenham. Obviously starts Tuesday, runs through to Friday. Let's see. I'm going to ask for 2 bets from each of you. I'd imagine you're going to have more bets, albeit you're going to bet very responsibly. But if you could only have 2 on the week, who would they be? James, we'll start with you.
Best bet would be Sporting John in the Ballymore.
On Wednesday.
Yep, to beat Envoy Allen. I'm not saying.
Well, I'm not sure Envoy Allen's going to run in it now.
Really?
Yeah, no. Elliot said last night he's seriously leaning towards the Supreme. What do you think, DJ?
Where will he run? He's changed his flight. He's flying over there Saturday instead of Sunday, so we can walk the track on Sunday morning. It just depends. I think if he thinks it's bottomless, he'll run in the Supreme. If he doesn't think it's bottomless, he'll run in the Ballymore. So I'd say there's about a 25, 30% chance he'll switch to the Supreme.
Okay. Well, anyway, sorry, James, I interrupted you, but it's quite important, isn't it?
That is very important. If Envoy Allen doesn't run, Sporting John's got a huge chance. He'll love the ground, unbeaten. I mean, his form in terms of Racing Post ratings, I think he's just £2 off Envoy Allen. So he's right up there. Beaten some very good horses easily, proper turn of foot. I think he's got a great chance. Even if Envoy Allen runs, I think, you know, he's a great bet at around the 5-1, 9-2 mark. And the other one I really like is Mohaed in the County Hurdle on the Friday, second race of the day.
Won it before, hasn't he?
Actually, all 3 times he's run there, he's run really well. I mean, he had a higher mark, I think, last term. Raced far too prominently. I expect him to be hidden away this time. And the word has been on the preview nights that he's been in really good nick on the gallops. So the ground's come right for him as well, some ahead in the county.
And that's in the 2:10 on Friday. David Jennings, two bets from you for Cheltenham.
Yeah, first of them is on Wednesday, the 4:50, the Boodles Juvenile Handicap Hurdle. I'm a big fan of Aramax. He's favourite at the moment. He's around about 5-1, 11-2. He's run off a mark of 138. I think he's a good bit better than that. The better the ground, the better his chance. So I hope it dries out a little bit. But I just think he won the same race of Band of Outlaws last year, and he went on to win the same race. And I just think he's a bit better than a handicapper. So I'm going to roll in with him in the 4:50 at Cheltenham on Wednesday. And Fury Road in the Albert Bartlett. It's the second race on, or it's the third race, actually. Yeah, third race on Friday. Fury Road should have conditions in his favour. Softer ground, a longer trip. He worked really, really well last week at Leopardstown under Keith Donoghue. And I think Fury Road will take the world of beating in the Albert Bartlett.
Thanks, DJ. Niall, who are your two for us?
Yeah, I know I was saying it to you earlier. I've a big fancy at a big price. It's called Champagne Mystery in the Northern Trust Handicap on day one. A couple of starts ago, he ran at Aintree and he absolutely bolted up on the bridle of a mark of about 129. It was the same race that Riders in the Storm won his first start for Nigel Twiston Davis. I just thought it was interesting that the time Champagne Mystery recorded was faster overall and he never came off the bridle, whereas Riders in the Storm was ridden out of the line with Sapage chasing him. So even looking at that alone, he looked very well handicapped to me off 143. Now, it hasn't gone perfectly for him since. At Haydock, he faced a stiff task, giving way to a horse called Dashiell Drasher. He probably went too hard from the front, but he jumped really well. He then went to faking him over 2 mile, and they dropped him in behind Granatine, and he never really got going around that tight track. So I don't know. I think that may have been a bit of a prep. I heard he was slightly lame after faking him as well, so probably didn't give his running. Like I said, he was dropped the pound for that. He's up 143. He's 33-1 in places at the moment. I think he's about 10-1 shot. So he's definitely a value play for me.
And that's in the 450, isn't it, Niall? The Northern Trust. Don't forget with these races, okay? If you go on there now, I'm not trying to discourage people from having a bet, but I think you'd agree with this, Niall. If you're back in long shots at this stage, you're mad because you've got to wait until the day of the race when you're all going to be releasing these awful each-way prices we've had to deal with throughout the winter. The extra places are going to be nuts, aren't they, next week?
Yeah, it's interesting that we're actually 5 places on this Northern Trust race now.
Oh, sorry, I apologise. All I've seen is bad each way turn. So if you're actually starting to relax, that's great news. But just going off on a slight tangent, I mean, if 16, 18 runners stand the ground in the Champion Hurdle, you're going to be 4 or 5 places, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Look, the anti-post place terms, it's kind of a historical thing that they bet like that. A lot of firms bet defensively. We've tried, if we think there's any chance of the field holding up, we always try to at least pay the places. And most, I think all the Cheltenham handicaps were nearly 5 places anti-post. Now, on the day, we could be 6 and 7 places. But 5 places, when you're getting, like, we're 20-1 that horse, Champagne Mystery. But I'd still probably back it at that price if you're getting 5 places.
Fair enough. And your other fancy is?
Yeah, this would be probably closer to my nap. Shaq and Persuas in the Champion Chase. Now, I know it's a really competitive race. I just really like this horse. He obviously came out at Christmas. I know he was beaten by Apple Tar, but he was actually asked to run a massive figure that day on reappearance. Like, Apple Tar, I think, would probably win the Ryanair. He then improved, and the time he put up was brilliant. Like, I think it was about 20 lengths faster than Notebook on the same card. So if you're thinking Notebook's favourite for the Arkle, it's just a massive performance. He beat Min. If you go back and watch the Punchestown race last year, like, you couldn't say that he was Defi Desoy was ever getting past him. Defi Desoy got to him at the last, and he kicked on again. The ground is fine. There's not a lot of pace on here, so I think Paul Tenen might be able to pick it up from a long way out. I don't think the rest of them are going to be able to live with him, so I think he's going to win Shaq and Persuas.
Well, given that Champion Chase on Wednesday is the race of the week, I should let DJ and James very quickly tell us who they fancy. James?
For the Champion Chase, marginally Altior.
Okay.
Over Defi.
I think we can get all 3 tipped, can't we, DJ, here?
Yeah, we're going to confuse listeners even more. I'm a massive Defi fan. I think he's the one that's made the gradual improvement and has the right preparation for the race. And I was blown away by what he did at Clarence House. And to me, he should be favoured. It's funny, Altior will be my 3rd pick at the 3.
Yeah, I really can't wait for that. It's going to be absolutely superb. I can't wait for all of it. Fingers crossed it's on, obviously. James, what are your plans for Cheltenham Week? Are you going to be hard at it in the office, or are you going to get along there?
Hard at it in the office for the first couple of days and then going down there Thursday morning.
Fantastic.
For the rest of the week. So really,
you're going Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. DJ, when are you flying over?
6:20 flight on Sunday evening, and I'm there till Saturday.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait. It's like, this is like getting married again.
Absolutely. I should. Well, no, you'll enjoy this, won't you? And Niall, I think you're making a rare appearance at Prestbury Park, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm flying over Friday morning and then back Saturday. So it's going to be a long week, but yeah, it should be enjoyable.
Oh, that's such a shame because for the first time in ages, I'm not doing all four. I'm there Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm back in the office Thursday, Friday. Otherwise, I'd love to have met you for and bought you a pint. But thank you so much for your expertise today, gentlemen. Much appreciated. We're back on Monday. DJ's joining us, and also I think Frank Hickey is with us. So we're going to have a real... We won't do a weekend review like we normally do because there won't be much to review. But what we will do on Monday is have a really good in-depth look at the 2020 Cheltenham Festival. So we hope you can join us for that.
I'm Jose Mourinho. I know a thing or two about being special. Getting a road named after you in your hometown, special. Winning the daily jackpot on Paddy Power games, not special.
Understood, Jose. Yes, someone wins an average £40,000 jackpot every single day. So if you win, don't think you're special. Daily jackpots by Paddy Power Games. Jackpots must be awarded by 11 p.m. and vary from day to day. Jackpot is shared with other operators. Available on selected games. T's and C's at paddypower.com. 18+. Begambleaware.org.